We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Gun violence, street violence. In Buffalo,
a number of the shootings that have happened in the most recent periods are basically payback shootings where someone gets shot for something that was said or done to a family member, then someone else on the other side gets shot, and back and forth. It's horrible.
And elsewhere.
In these gang conflicts, people just drive up or even in some cases walk up and just randomly fire into crowds of people.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Both here in Western New York and in other metros across America, violent and oftentimes deadly street violence is commanding headlines. In Buffalo, another violent and deadly weekend of street violence is on the books, and it comes on the heels of a rash of deadly incidents in the Queen City that has law enforcers busy and looking for answers. On WBEN's Hardline program Sunday, Kevin Hardwick talked it out with county officials.
Well, the county certainly has a role, and we are actively engaged in the investigation through our Central Police Services Department.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, joined by legislator April Baskin, talking crime.
Earlier this week, I was in touch with Council President Reverend Darius Pridgen, offering whatever assistance we could, and he was very appreciative. But I also let him know exactly what we're doing, because I was in contact with our Central Police Service Commissioner, Jim Jansiewicz, earlier this week. And Commissioner Jansiewicz met with Dennis Richards of the Buffalo PD. And over time, we've also had additional conversations with the police commissioner, Lockwood, in the city, to offer whatever assistance we can. And what we can do and what we are doing is we're speeding up the analysis of firearms and other evidence that's identified by the police at scenes. So we have a system called the NIBIN system. We are part of a national, actually I should say international, network where if a firearm, a gun is identified, we have the test shooting range. We can then put that information into a computer database and try to match it with any other crime in the United States or crimes here. So we're certainly speeding up what would normally take sometimes days to weeks to trying to get things done in hours now. With regards to the crime scene analysis that is originally performed by the Buffalo PD, but then is brought to our public safety campus downtown, and our Central Police Services staff will perform the analysis. There's other information and work that we are doing as a county with the city that I don't want to get into, because it'll talk more about what we're trying to do to prevent these crimes from occurring in the future, but also arresting the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. But I think, as you saw, one of the biggest problems they're having right now in the city is the issue of snitching and how people don't want to talk about the shooters because they're afraid of payback against them. Mm-hmm. A number of the shootings that have happened in the most recent periods are basically payback shootings where someone gets shot for something that was said or done to a family member, then someone else on the other side gets shot, and back and forth. It's horrible, and we just need our public to stand up and
April,
say...
April, let me ask you. I mean, I read about this. I'm in the city of Tonawanda. I read about this in the newspaper. I see it on TV. You're a lot closer to it. You represent a big part of the area that I'm reading about in the paper. Is it just my imagination, or are things getting worse?
They're certainly not.
When a grandmother and a kid get killed, it magnifies what's going on every day.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think that they're in a place of getting better. And so to hear that local leaders are working collectively to find some resolve brings me great joy. Something that I can let my constituents know is, kind of happening. I wonder what we can do in terms of education with children on communicating when they see guns or they see signs of violent activity in their mm-hmm. home. Because what's most disturbing as a mother, our children are falling victim to this as well. So that one mother was killed in front of her three children. That is going to create a huge amount of trauma in their life. The young boy who lost his life with his grandmother, and just yesterday, a 7-year-old young girl was shot in her home. So I'm almost wondering what can we do with in terms of children and eliminating this narrative of snitching being mm-hmm. bad and opening up the communication patterns that we need to.
So do you think there's some partnering that needs to be done with schools?
Definitely. Definitely.
Mark, let me compare this to something else that the county has had a big role in, and that's the opioid crisis. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been on the county legislature now for 8.5 years. And I can remember early on where, the problem with heroin and other opioids wasn't really on our radar. And we, like the rest of the country, were a little bit late to the table, if you will, and doing something about it. But once we got involved in a big way. And, I know that you're proud of the county's response to the opioid epidemic. I think that if you look around at our neighbors, if you look around at the nation, I mean, we're right up there.
We're ahead of the curve
and
in
that
response.
And that was like we threw all sorts of resources into mm-hmm. that money we didn't have allocated. Is there a parallel here? Is this sort of thing that the county is going to need to step up or the city is going to need to step up?
Well, it's different in the regard that the opiate epidemic was affecting all neighborhoods.
Sure it was.
Urban, suburban, rural. We had people dying in Springville just like we had people dying in Buffalo and Lancaster mm-hmm. and Amherst. The shootings that are occurring in the city of Buffalo are occurring in primarily a very small section of the city. I live in the city of Buffalo. I live in the Delaware District. The shootings aren't impacting it. So what you have to do is get buy-in from everybody at mm-hmm. even a higher level than we needed in the opiate epidemic. Because I could talk to you, and you tell me a story about someone in Grand Island. Mm-hmm. I could talk to John Mills, and he'd tell me a story about someone in Springville. And I'd hear the same thing from the other legislators. I don't hear this issue from other legislators because it's not something that's impacting their districts. But the county does have a role. We have a role with regards to Central Police Services. We have a role with regards to the programs that we provide through social services to ensure that people are giving opportunities to create a better life. And we as a community have to say enough's enough. I think the leaders have. The problem is I think most of the people in the greater community aren't thinking about this issue other than when they read the newspaper or hear it on WBEN because it's not affecting them like the opiate epidemic mm-hmm. may be affecting a family member.
Meanwhile, in the Midwest, police say weekend shootings in Chicago have left at least 11 people dead, about 70 wounded. The violence peaked early Sunday, including one shooting on the city's south side that injured 8 people. The Chicago Tribune reporting that by comparison, at least 7 people were killed and 32 were wounded during the long Memorial Day weekend, often one of the most violent weekends of the year. Reporter Ryan Burrow talking Chicago violence with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski.
Chicago police pointing out 2 things. Number one, the trend has been downward, actually, whether it comes to gun violence and murders. Murders down about 23% from last year at this time. Shootings down about 20% from last year at this time. That being said, these numbers are eye-popping, and they say that most of these shootings were gang-related. In fact, in one instance, apparently, gang-related shooting involving someone opening fire on a group of people early Sunday morning. 8 people were shot in that. They say that people have been gathering out on the streets at 2 in the morning, and in these gang conflicts, people just drive up or even in some cases walk up and just randomly fire into crowds of people. Now, why people are out on the streets at 2 in the morning, that's a question that hasn't been answered yet, but the Chicago Police Superintendent going to address some of the violence in a press conference later this morning.
Brian, do we know that they made any arrests at all this weekend in this?
They say that there were arrests of people with weapons, but unfortunately in these situations where there is some kind of gang activity, even the victims don't cooperate with police. Unfortunately, you've got a group of people, mostly young men between the ages of 15 and 22, who shoot at each other and aren't willing to say who's doing the firing. And what we see in situations where things spiral out of control is a lot of retaliatory shootings. They don't want to get police involved, so they go and take matters into their own hands. And that's probably one of the reasons we saw the spike this weekend.
Are these happening in the same areas of the city?
There are 77 neighborhoods in Chicago, and these are happening in about 7 or 8 of them. If you go downtown and we walk through Wrigleyville or walk by the riverfront, you're not going to notice or see any of this. It really is kind of the tale of two cities right now.
Boy, I can't imagine, though, the emergency rooms this weekend.
Yeah, and in fact, it wasn't considered a lockdown, but they did have to kind of put limits on how many people entered because, according to some paramedics, it was like a war zone. I mean, they didn't even have enough space to bring these ambulances up. There were so many people coming in, and you know, not only the people, but some of the victims' families as well. So you had police kind of monitoring, controlling the area outside of Stroger Hospital just because of the mass amount of people that were put in there this weekend.
You mentioned that tale of two cities. You know, people hear these numbers and they are absolutely stunned, floored by what they're hearing. In Chicago, what's the mood like today?
You know, this is one of the reasons that there was a huge anti-violence demonstration last week on Thursday that shut down Lakeshore Drive is the people in these communities want to raise awareness outside for the remaining 70 communities that this is going on. And, you know, Chicago's going to break another tourism record probably this year. I mean, we've got more people coming to the city, more buildings being built, more headquarters relocating here. But on the other hand, you've got kind of this, you know, open wound, these shootings that are going on, specifically among young men 15 to 22. And it's something that the city just has not been able to solve. They're trying to do it with jobs and programs and after school and things like that. But those are slow generational changes. And, you know, that's not going to be a quick fix for a weekend.
A comprehensive look at the crime issue Tuesday morning on A New Morning on WBEN. And we're back tomorrow.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.